Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this edition of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring the songs of Barrett Strong that he both sang and co-wrote. We'll hear from both Gladys Knight and the Pips and the Temptations all this half hour right here on Motown Memories.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Just wanna know, whoa.
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Just for fun, but I'm gonna cry.
Barrett Strong, and I'm Gonna Cry If You Quit Me. That was recorded and released in 1960, and that was his third single released. Before that, his second single, called Yes, No, Maybe So, from 1960, and the first song, which was his only top 40 song, and of course his signature tune, Money, That's What I Want. That reached number 23 from 1960. You found Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And this entire hour, we're featuring the songs that Barrett Strong sang, as well as songs that he co-wrote. Well, just as The Longest Journey begins with the first step, Motown Records' long history of hits began with Barrett Strong's song, Money, That's What I Want. Well, with Barrett's rock house piano at its core, and his hungry voice confirming the lyric, Money, it topped the rhythm and blues charts, and it hit the pop charts in very early 1960. It became an anthem for the fledgling enterprise on Detroit's West Rand Boulevard that was Motown Records Studios, just a year after Berry Gordy borrowed $800 to start his own company. Let's continue now, but this time let's feature a song that Barrett Strong co-wrote with Norman Whitfield. I heard it through the grapevine, Gladys and the Pips, right here on Motown Memories.
Bye.
Tom with your requests. MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Money and Me. It did not chart, but it was recorded and released in 1961. And we started with that Gladys Knight and the Pips great tune, a number two song from 1967, with Barrett co-writing with Norman Whitfield. I heard it through the grapevine. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. In this entire hour, we're featuring the music that Barrett Strong sang, as well as music that he wrote. While Barrett was born in West Point, Mississippi in 1941, and he moved with his family to Detroit when he was 5 years old. He developed the piano playing capability, entertaining at schools and neighborhood parties, both in groups and on his own. He recalled that I was a Ray Charles fanatic with the blues, pop, and gospel mix. Well, like many of his generation, Strong's roots were also planted in the church. He and his three older sisters, Leslie, Esther, and Vera, performed gospel as the Strong Singers. They developed friendships with Free Franklin sisters, Aretha, you may have heard of her, Irma, and Caroline, whose father, Reverend Franklin, was the renowned pastor of the New Bethel Baptist Church in Detroit. Let's continue now with another great song that Barrett co-wrote with Norman Whitfield, The Temptations I Wish It Would Rain, right here on Motown Memories.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. A girl has found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Listen, I gotta cry. was crying. This is the pain, oh yeah. Deep with this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. No pain, my eyes search the skies, desperately for rain, cause raindrops behind my teardrop, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying, when I go outside, to the world outside my tears, I refuse to explain, oh I wish it would rain.
Tom Fallon.
And treated us like dirt. I left home seeking a job that I never did find. Depressed and downhearted, I took the cloud nine. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Listen, one more time. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Folks, now they tell me, they say give yourself a chance, son. Don't let life pass you by. But the world of reality, the rat race, where only the strong is survive. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and that ain't no lie.
Ain't no lie.
It ain't even safe no more to walk the streets at night.
I'm doing fine on cloud nine.
Let me tell you about cloud nine. You can be what you wanna be.
Cloud nine.
You ain't got no responsibility.
Hello?
You can be what you wanna be.
is all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Temptations with Ball of Confusion, That's What the World Is Today. That was co-written by Barrett Strong, and that reached number 3 from 1970. Before that, the Temptations had a great song in 68, reached number 6 with Cloud 9, another co-written song by Barrett, and we started with the Temptations again with I Wish It Would Rain, number 4 from 67, also co-written by Barrett Strong with Norman Whitfield. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring both the music that Barrett Strong wrote as well as what he sang for this entire hour. Well, Barrett Strong really disliked performing. A tour through the South with Bill Doggett's band caused him to sour on the lifestyle. Well, Eddie Holland, the famous writing team of Holland, Doge, and Holland, actually wrote a song for him called Jamie that Eddie ended up recording himself, but that didn't thrill Barrett. He decided to leave Motown, traveling to Chicago and then Philadelphia, and he issued a single on the Tolly VJ label, which was the label that introduced us to the Beatles. Well, he worked as a songwriter for other companies with some success, but he came back to Motown and had a great duel with Norman Whitfield. Well, let's continue with Motown Memories in just a moment.